Part 4. Listen and respond to academic lectures. Questions 17 through 24. In this part of the test, you will hear a teacher talking to a class. After you hear each passage, you will answer some questions about what you heard. Fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. Let's listen to the first passage. You will hear a science teacher talking. Listen carefully.
To continue on our survey of different environments, I'm going to talk about Antarctica, including both the continent that surrounds the South Pole and the seas surrounding it. Believe it or not, this environment has all sorts of animals living in it. Well, actually, to be more accurate, the Antarctic seas are full of life. Not too many animals live on the land, which, by the way, is the coldest, windiest, and driest place on Earth. It's even drier than any desert. But all the animals around there have had to adapt to the extremely cold conditions. Some of them, like whales, seals, and birds, have a layer of fat that insulates them. Others, like many fish and insects, have special chemicals in their blood that keep them from freezing. Take penguins, for example. Besides a layer of fat, they have a compact body and thick skin to help retain body heat. They also have waterproof outer feathers and soft insulating feathers underneath.
Now let's do questions 17 through 20. Number 17. What is the talk mainly about? A. The land that makes up the Antarctic continent. B. The animals living in the Antarctic environment. C. The extreme conditions of the Antarctic climate. Number 18. What does the teacher say about the continent of Antarctica? A. It is a good place for animals to live. B. It is the largest continent. C. It is extremely dry. Number 19. What does the teacher say about layers of fat? A. They help Antarctic animals to float in the sea. B. They help Antarctic animals keep warm. C. They help Antarctic animals repel water. Number 20. What is one way in which penguins have adapted to the Antarctic environment? A. They have a waterproof layer of feathers. B. They eat a diet of fish and insects. C. They have a special chemical in their blood. Now let's listen to the second passage. You will hear a social studies teacher talking. Listen carefully.
All right. Now I'd like to talk about the Silk Road. Well, first, let me say that it wasn't just one road, and it wasn't even only for trading silk. But anyway, the Emperor of China started it way back in the 2nd century BC. Now, the Silk Road was really a network of interconnecting routes that ran from China in the east through Central Asia to the Mediterranean in the west. Traders didn't usually go the whole way. What they'd do is buy up goods from their region and sell them to other traders in the neighboring region. Then that trader would sell them to the trader in the next region, and so on. goods that were exchanged on the Silk Road each traveled in a particular direction. For example, some goods like, well, silk or, say, spices would go from China to the West, and other goods, for example, glass and perfume, would go from the West to China. But you might say that the inventions and ideas that got exchanged between the East and the West were even more historically important. For example, people in the West learned about the plow and paper, and people in China were introduced to Buddhism.
Now let's do questions 21 through 24. Number 21. What is the talk mainly about? A. The goods traded between East and West. B. The history of China. C. An ancient trade route. Number 22. Why is the name Silk Road misleading? A. Silk did not travel on it. B. It included more than one route. C. It was not paved. Number 23. What does the teacher say about traders on the Silk Road? A. They did not travel the entire way. B. They could not trade with their neighbors. C. They mostly came from China. Number 24. What aspect of the Silk Road does the teacher consider the most important? A. It allowed the trading of valuable goods. B. It allowed China to conquer other countries. C. It allowed the exchange of ideas and inventions. You have now completed the listening section. Please stop the recording now.